Coasties who care are 50 women and 5 husbands from the Hastings Valley of New South Wales who have come together to express compassion for others doing it tough in the drought. Over tea and cake, they created crafts which have been bagged up to head to Gunnedah, Narrabri, Walgett and Goondiwindi. Before we take a closer look at what's been made with one of the organisers, Virginia Cox, each of the 150 gift bags has a letter attached.
Dear friend, we are writing to you to say that we are thinking of you at this very difficult time. We are hearing reports of the long drought and can only imagine what you must be going through. Most of us in the group are on town water and all of us enjoy the green of our beautiful area. Our rivers are depleted but haven't dried up. Our shops still have plenty for us to buy. We have banks, post offices, hairdressers, butchers, hardware, rural supplies, all close by. Last weekend it even rained. Those on the outskirts of our shire now have limited access to water, have been selling their stock and are negotiating different ways of getting extra feed. But your situation is so very extreme. We cannot make it rain, but we want you to know that we are thinking of you. We admire your strength and resilience, but acknowledge that it must be so very hard. Please accept this very small gift, which is given with love and concern.
This is so exciting. We have a collection of beautiful artworks that people have done and some cooking and some crocheting and some donations that we've received for people, women in drought.
Yeah, it's a lovely bag of goodies. Tell me, what's behind the idea?
My husband and I are about to drive up to Dalby and we thought on the way it would be really good to be able to drop in some packages to people who may need a bit of a cheerio from people from the coast. And I think a lot of people are feeling very extremely upset with what they're seeing on the television and disempowered. We all want to do something, but we don't know what we can do to help. But we want the people who are suffering in drought to realise that we are actually thinking of them. And this is not to take away from what's happening in our own shire, because there are obviously needs in our own shire, but when it's dry for such a long time, it must be so incredibly difficult. So the idea was to put together something that women in the area had actually touched, crafted, thought about, and maybe be inspired to do more and also give women a chance to talk about the issues as well too. So when you get a women's gathering, obviously people are going to talk and share their frustrations and of, you know, the things that are happening to our country in with the drought and climate change and logging and all the things that we're all concerned about. So we had a lot of fun putting the things together and it's absolutely snowballed since the original idea.
Yeah, how many have you made?
We've put together 150. There's 150 things and I think there's even ideas of doing something towards Christmas as well.
Well, that's the beauty of some of the things that I'm looking at, all beautifully hand-touched and made. Like you said, look at that painting.
This is a very special painting. I know this is radio, but if you could see it, it's like something that you'd see in an Italian gallery. It's a picture of a woman's head, her profile, and the woman is praying. And on the back, the person who's done this says, "Let there be rain." One of my co-conspirators, Jen, she was walking along the beach and she saw someone sketching and she thought she'd ask this woman if she'd like to contribute to the care packages. So she went and visited this person and she had created this beautiful painting to include in the care package. So it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's absolutely stunning. It's just a miniature. It's probably, I don't know, 7 centimetres by 7 centimetres. But the look of wanting that rain so desperately.
Yes. And as I said, Fiona, it's completely snowballed. Another friend, she's made 80 little fruit cakes and she's attached a tea bag and put down, "Enjoy a cuppa on us." And that It's gone inside a mug, and that will be a lovely treat, I'm sure, for someone.
How have you found where you can drop these off on your trip north?
Well, that's been probably the challenging side, because obviously you want to make sure it goes to the people who would be interested. I have very good contacts in Gundawindi and Gunnedah, so they've been able to help me. So tomorrow we set off and the car's loaded up with all these goodies and we set sail.
And the local CWA is giving you a hand on pointing you in the right direction?
We have a contact at Walgett CWA who's actually attending a meeting at Gunnedah on the 24th of October. So she's going to collect bags for her area, which is really great.
And when you started talking to people about what can we do, what do you think of this idea, what sort of response did you have?
I was amazed because most people are used to me saying, I've got an idea, and going, oh dear, what's it going to be this time? But everyone just totally embraced it. And as I said, it's just snowballed, as you can see, from the beautiful things that are in the bags.
You must be so terribly proud that people have been just so generous.
Yeah, it's been an emotional journey for me because it just has been overwhelming with the kindness that people have shown and the generosity as well. That initially, the afternoon tea, there was a group of people there and we were charging $20, but it was $1,300 was raised on that day. And plus, the Zed Chord ukulele group were there to entertain us. Then the next day, one of the members from the Zed Quarters had a friend, Lake Cat Eye Fashion, and she's donated 60 outfits for us to take as well too. So it's just been totally overwhelming.
I love this little box that's made with love. Tell us what's in it.
Well, the woman who put this one together, her favourite beach is Shelley Beach, so she rang council for permission and she collected some tiny little rocks and she's put it in a box that has made with love on it, and she's painted the rocks with hearts, and she's got one with hope and some tiny little shells from her favourite spot. So everyone is actually getting a rock from the Hastings that's decorated, all in the bags, ready to go.
That is just beautiful. I'm sort of getting a little bit envious that this isn't Christmas and these aren't under my tree.
I am too, but they're definitely leaving tomorrow and they're going to be going to the women as of tomorrow.
You'll be so excited to hear the feedback, I'm sure.
Yeah, so what we're doing with the women who have been involved, we're sending them back photos and we're reporting back, and hopefully there'll be some future campaigns.